This is The Apocalypse 2.0, a remediation of The Boy Who Cried Wolf, starring
Jerry Joyner as Jason,
Sean Kepfer as miscellaneous characters,
Alex Berry as Mike,
Ruth Schaumler as Sarah,
Yasha Kane as the Vagrant.
Miss, can I have my check, please?
Sure, hon, just a sec. Here you go. Can I get you anything else?
No thanks, I'm good. I always have a great dining experience here at the Nostradamus Cafe. You guys are great to me. It sure is a nice day out, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
I think I'll go for a walk. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Get out of the road and get a job, you lazy bum.
You must all prepare. Prepare yourselves, for the end is upon us. Those of you not aware will perish. Those of you not saved will be condemned forever. The end is upon us. It's almost here. The end is near. It's near. It's near.
Mike, did you see that? They almost hit that guy.
Yeah, he was in the middle of the road. Some people are just nut jobs. I'm telling you, man, this whole Y2K thing is a joke. The idea that a computer crash could topple such an advanced society and send the whole world into turmoil, it's just ridiculous.
I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss the idea. I mean, I don't think the world's going to end or anything like that. But there is the possibility of something big happening. Just look at what happens when the power in New York City goes out for a few hours. People start looting and going nuts. And that'd be nothing compared to Y2K.
Come on. The guy's a nut job, and so is anybody else who believes in sending the world crap. Come on, man, let's eat. Excuse me, Sarah. Great order when you got a second.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Jason. Will it be today, the usual?
Sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, before you go, though, I'd like to ask your opinion on this Y2K stuff. What do you think is going to happen?
The media sure is hyping it up, but I think there's something to it. I've done quite a bit of research, and I think something really big is going to happen.
Not another one. Thanks, Sarah. We were just having a discussion about this, and I want somebody else's opinion.
Mike, you should look into it deeper. There's a lot more to it than initially meets the eye. I'll be right back with your food, guys.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure glad she's just my waitress and I'm your superior. Maybe you guys should get together and start stockpiling guns and food. Or better yet, maybe you should go ask for that bum's advice on how to prepare yourself. Maybe he has some sagely advice he can give you.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, what, Jason, wait, I was just kidding.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think's gonna happen next year?
What? You're all going to hell unless you repent and change your heathen ways. On December 31st, December 31st, December 31st, December.
What's going to happen December 31st?
Digit rollover collapse has been prophesied. A virus greater than the Black Plague will wipe out 3/4 of the human population in the new millennium. The millennium bug is almost upon us. Prepare, prepare.
What can we do?
Only the Lord can save you now. Turn to the Lord. Only the Lord can save you now. Turn towards the Lord. Turn towards the Lord.
Yeah, what mystical insight did you get from the lunatic?
I agree, not all his marbles are in one place, but he did seem to have an understanding of the problem.
Come on, he's probably just regurgitating something during that Walkman of his. I don't even know how you could
possibly... Here you go, gents. Roast beef sandwich for you, and a soup and salad for you. Can I get you anything else right now?
Unless you know a good pawn shop where I get a cheap shotgun.
Ignore him. Thanks, Sarah. I think we're good for now. So, you really don't think anything's gonna happen?
Hello and welcome back to News Talk. With relatively minor problems being worked out in countries such as Italy and South Korea, which are both countries that spent little or no time in preparation for the millennium bug, some are wondering what all the fuss was about. Later on in the program, we will be talking with people from around the world that went off the deep end in preparation for the big crash, according to friends and family. Now featuring Will Smith and Willennium. It's here and I like it.
I told you it was all just hype. There's never any truth to these things. So, what are you going to do with that year's supply of freeze-dried food you picked up? Hey, I know. Maybe you and Sarah can open up a restaurant specializing in high-end freeze-dried cuisine.
Shut up. I didn't buy a year's supply worth. It was only 3 months.
You going to buy anything?
Nah. You?
Nah. Let's go. Hey, look, it's your buddy the Oracle. I wonder what his sign says today. You want to get some sage advice from him?
I think I'll skip it this time, thanks. Let's go sit down.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hi, guys. Have a seat. I'll be with you in a minute. Do you want your usuals? I can get them started right away.
Sounds good, Sarah. Yeah, I think that's what we'll have.
Okay, guys. It'll be up in a few minutes. Grab a seat.
Hey, did you see that YouTube video about the Mayan calendar?
No. What are they trying to do? Bring the cheap goods of the U.S.?
No, not the Mayans living in Mexico today. The ones who lived thousands of years ago. Their calendar has been extremely accurate over the years with the predictions of the year their own civilization would be overrun by foreigners, every solar and lunar eclipse until this day, all of the world wars, and possibly the end of the world.
Oh, come on, Jason. Not again. I thought you learned your lesson last time.
There was some really convincing stuff on that video.
There's a lot of convincing stuff on South Park, too. Does that mean Cartman is real?
I don't watch that stupid show, and they're not even comparable.
You think that show's stupid, but you're inclined to believe a 1,000-year-old calendar made for a primitive Indian tribe has predicted the end of the world. Come on, Jason.
I didn't say I believe it. I just thought it was interesting. You're just mad because you can't tell me what to do anymore, since I got that promotion.
Please. You rarely followed my instructions anyway, so it's not like anything has actually changed.
What are you... What? Hey, wait a second. There's that guy again. I'll be right back.
What guy? Ugh, not him again.
I just want to go see what his sign says.
And one great shadow will forecast the end times. No man who walks upon this earth will be spared.
Hey, can I see your sign?
Read not, for it's too late. Nothing can prepare you now for what's destined to be.
Wait, didn't you say the same thing about Y2K?
And question not those who come bearing the message of God.
I just want to see what...
There's nothing left to do. It's too late for you, and all like you. You've been warned. You've all been warned.
So, did he try to sell you a festive Grim Reaper pinata to go with your Mexican calendar?
You're an idiot.
Did you give him money again?
Like I said, you're an idiot. He's not asking for money, and I've never given him any money.
What?
Besides, he has a Segway. I wouldn't give him money if he asked.
Yeah, sure you wouldn't. So, what does his sign say? We're all going to die in a few hours?
Yeah, something like that.
So, are you going to be at the company Christmas party tonight, or are you going to attend an end-of-the-world vigil with your pal, the Oracle?
Ha ha, very funny. You bet I'm going to be there. It's going to be a great party. I wouldn't miss it if it were the last party on Earth.
All right. And then the devil says to God, "What corner of hell do you think we're going to get a lawyer from? We have air conditioning down here now." Hey, Jason, why are you hiding over here in the corner, man?
Huh? Oh, it's nothing. It's just, you know it's coming up.
You gonna be sick? Man, you are lightweight.
No, I meant midnight. I mean, today's almost over, and that guy said that.
Oh, Jason, nothing's gonna happen, man. Relax. Enjoy the party. Come on, I mean, if Mr. Crazy Religious Zealot guy was here, I bet he'd have a sign that said, "Chill out and have a shrimp cocktail or something."
I don't see why he... Well, yeah, okay. I guess you're right. Maybe I am worrying for nothing.
There you go. Come on, let's go have some fun.
Oh my God. Quick! Someone turn on the TV! Quiet! Someone turn on the TV, quick!
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this breaking news. This just in. An asteroid half the size of our moon has been headed towards the Earth for some time. Not wanting mass panic and being unable to concretely verify its trajectory, the governments of the world have kept this information from the public. It has been predicted that at its current speed, we only have a matter of hours before the asteroid enters Earth's atmosphere. This is not a hoax. This is real. I repeat, this is real. We all should be taking this time to be with our friends and family. Go to your place of residence and take any necessary...